You hear me?
Okay, good. Okay. We wait until the clock strikes 12:40. Recorded. Some guys, if one of you guys is recording it, can figure out a way how to send it out. We did it last night with Koshi. If someone knows how to do it more easily, it'll be a toiva. Let's review from yesterday, very briefly. We spoke about the resources for an obligation of Avelis Doraisa, should it exist. Not everyone agrees it exists, as we saw. If it exists, we went through the Rambam and the Rif, the Tupsuk of Yechalti Chadas Hayom, and Lo Yitama. Our first instinct is that Lo Yitama is really the mitzvah. Why the Rambam postpones it until Perek Beis Halacha Vav, I'll give you my theory, because that's where he starts talking about Tumah. And the Gemara Kotnav Chav says, whoever you're Tamir for, you're Mis'abal Alav. So the Rambam felt compelled to wait for the Lo Yitama, which is a fundamental Tumah requirement, until he got close to the way he was discussing the rest of the Hilchos Tumah, which is after Perek Beis Halacha Vav. In Aleph, he quotes V'achalti, as his Rebbe the Rif quoted, as a demarcation, only the first day, not the night, and not 7 days. This is my understanding of why the Rambam put it in that order, which is a little out of character. If Lo Yitama was a real source, I should have been in the very first minute. Yes, Binyamin. Binyamin suggests that really the source of mitzvah is v'chalti chalas hayom l'di b'nei Hashem. And lo yitama is just a musavart, as he has in Hilchus, he has in two places. He has in Sefer Mitzvahs, and even in Yad Chazaka, the same, he's giving musa. I'll read you the musa of the Rambam once again. Rambam's not usually musa sefer, but sometimes it could be an exception. Instead of learning Mesillas Yishar, we'll learn Rambam. What does he say? Kama chamura mitzvahs evil. Shehakoyen nitchas lo atumah mipnei krovim kadesh yisasa gimon v'yisabal aleim shenema and lo yitama. Mitzvah sasei. Shem lo rotsa listamim mitamim osa bakorch. So this is, he does use the word mitzvah sasei. In Sefer Mitzvahs, he also, as is quoted by the Kesef Mishnah, and I think I read it from the original yesterday as well, Kesef Mishnah quotes it at the, in the beginning, quotes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Where is it? Mitzvah Lama Zayin. Nitztavu akonim shiitamu lekrovim v'zeh ba'atzmo hu mitzvahs ibu. In other words, this is lo yitama, is the mitzvah asasei of ibu. That's what he says. L'chazek chiyuv zeh bir osu b'koin. Why is it by only kohanim? If it's a mitzvah's avelus by everybody, not limited to kohanim, so why is the Torah Kadosha decide to put the mitzvah of lo in this context? That's where the Musa comes in. Kloma, that even the chazek chiyus by a kohen, he's not allowed to have tumah. Shiitama kalponim kishai yisrael, right? And this is avelus as well, right? Avelus yom mishin is doraisa. Ram calls over there and explains that it's an integral part of the mitzvah of tumah, right? That's what the Rambam says in the introduction. Misabel ala krovim v'afil kohen mistame u'misabel ala krovim. As I told you yesterday, in that order, the mitzvah say has two parts. The first part is tami until the kvura, and the second part is abel takes place after the food. That's the Ram Lashitoso, that in halacha beis, that this only begins after the kvura, which is against many golem. Why Lashitoso? It's part of the tami, so it's consecutive, not simultaneous. First is tami, that ends when you bury him. And now shlav bet, stage two, is to do avelus. I still think my gut tells me that this real source is Lo Yitama, but I'm not sure. It could be you're right. I went back and forth this for years. But maybe you're right. I thought that way also in a previous period of time. Maybe you're really right. I don't know. Okay, either way, the Rambam has a mitzvah to say the rice of Avelus. Fine. And, yes? This is the, for those who don't know, this is the real counsel, Dani Yara speaking. Louder, Dani. Well, it's
what's the role then of
Right. No, that's an important pasuk. It's true, because no, we do quote the pasuk of Aninus, and Aninus in fact is limited to the first day of Misa Kvura, right? Only that day. Aninus lalas the rabbanon, and the rift does in fact derive from there that Avelus derives is limited the same way. So clearly, there's a connection between the two. So the connection, it's all connected. It's all kavod hames, aninus, which means you can't have kachim, you can't ma'aser sheni, and kvura, and avelus. Except one thing, that the avelus part does not take effect until after the kvura. The aninus takes effect from the beginning and lapses at when it gets dark. Avelus derisus starts from the kvura and lapses when it gets dark. There are differences, but the fundamental is the same. It's all one big thing of kavod hames. So that's what I would say, Danny. It's more than just the timing. It's connected. It's otherwise mapatom, the timing from this is the timing from that. There's obviously some kind of organic connection. But the Rambam quotes at the beginning to tell you about the connection and to tell you the time limit. But I think that fundamentally the pasuk mefurish, the Rambam counts only mefurish mitzvahs, and I think that Lo Yitam is a mefurish mitzvah. Yes, it's all about tumah as well, and primarily tumah, but avelus is included, as you explained. That's the best I can do for the moment. So we left off yesterday with the words of the Bari HaShulchan. There are a couple of more copies now floating around. In Shin Ayin Dalid Dalid, he explains that Lo Yitam is to be involved in the Kvura, Kvoda Shomeis. Avelus is Kvoda Shomeis. That's where we left off yesterday. How do we know avelus is Kvoda Shomeis? He quotes the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Aleph, and we left off in this very sad situation of suicide. Now, before I go on with suicide, many poskim say that suicide, you take away all of his rights, etc., is someone who committed suicide in principle. But someone who commits suicide because of mental illness, sometimes known as depression, clinical depression, many poskim say that we do not take away the normal honors given to that individual. That's not considered officially part of Ma'abadat Zvuladas. You have to be careful with it, because, you know, we pass in a way la halacha la maisa, but you begin to worry if maybe we're losing a deterrent. Maybe one of the reasons why we did not give kibbut to Ma'abadat Zvuladas, not because he's a Russia, we're trying to deter the next guy. A guy sees a suicide, doesn't get an honorable burial and an honorable hespedim, he may not pull the trigger on himself. I've always thought that way. It's a deterrent. And now that, you know, I've been at more than one funeral of suicides, it's always an apparent suicide, you know? But lemais, it's a suicide. So the next thing, I won't be deterred. It bothers me. I will tell you, I believe the last suicide levaya that I attended was right here. Guy jumped off a bridge. Shem Yerachem. You know, they have all these signs every bridge now. Life is worth living. Call the emergency. If you see those, every bridge, call the emergency number. Nebuch, some guy didn't call the emergency. Jumped off. Nebuch. Dr. Pelkovitz, Shalita, told me they did a survey of people who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and survived. That's a kunz. But, you know, they survived. And I think 90% of them had charot on the way down. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? So when Chazal say that, you know, not too many people are really suicides, Debech, the other guys who had Chavot on the way down, they couldn't do anything about it. They died. They probably also had Chavot on the way down. So it could be, you know, the last second of Tshuva, you know, I was once at a guy who shot himself with a shotgun. No time to have Chavot on the way down. Unless maybe while he was lying in his mortal wounds. I don't know how these things go. But Bekitza, it's a very sad. That's not our topic for this moment. I'm just mentioning it in passing, because I want to read the Rambam in the Kesef Mishnah. Writes the Rambam, Aleph Yud Aleph. I brought a few more Rambams. If you have Rambams, please look inside. If you don't, you can look in Shulchan Aruch. Most is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as well. Shulchan Aruch, Abba Abed Atzmo L'das, can be found in Shin Ayin Dalad Dalad. That's where we're quoting from. Also in Shin Mem Hei, Aleph and Beis. Those are the two places to look. I mean for the Rambam. Hama'abad atzim l'das ein mis'askinimo l'chol dover. V'lo mis'ablim olav. V'lo mas'pidim also. Aval is an aval. Om dem alav b'shura for omrim alav birchas avelim b'chol davar shu kvod l'chaim. So what do you get impression? Kvod l'chaim you do. So what, that gives an impression. Everything else is kvod hamesim. No, what do we say? You don't do. Mis askim yo, mis ablim alav, maspidim also. Get an impression that avelus is not kvod l'chaim. Avelus is what's called kvod hamesim. Oh, says the five will and shlit and vadi shulchan. See, clear from this Rambam that avelus is kvod hamesim, kvura is kvod hamesim. Everything, it's all one and the same. Avelus and kvura, it's all kvod hamesim. It's all kvod hamesim. So therefore, they do one and the other. It's all included in the same mitzvah asay. Okay, fine. Interestingly, why does it say lo yitamba by a kohen? Rambam explained to us that even he, but maybe if you can say a somewhat different idea. If he throws metamet to a mace, does that show tremendous covet? He's metamet to his brother. He's metamet to anybody. Metamet to anybody. Stranger. Doesn't show that much covet. But a kohen who's not allowed to be metamet to anybody, and afal became metamet to his brother, that shows tremendous covet. That's what I wanted to suggest, say for mitzvahs. Mona hakosav l'koim l'tami l'meis l'chvodom levad. That's the proper girsa of Chaim Hella. L'chvodom goes on the mason, not on the kohenim. Okay, that's what levad means. Excluding a meis mitzvah, if you look there. V'hita l'krovim. So what do you see? So l'tami l'krovim is kovad ha-meis. L'tami for them and for nobody else. But from that same din, the mitzvah to say the kohen l'tami, we also learn a mitzvah to say klolis l'chaber es ha-meis with avelus, and that can be done by both the kfura and the avelus, which is subsequent, even by Yisrael. That's how I'm learning. Even by Yisrael. Frek de biurim, those who have the Bari HaShulchan, I should open it up. I bought a few more copies. This is Shin Ayin Dalid Siv Dalid. I found I think I found two copies of the second chelik and one of the first. Most of what we'll be doing is in the second chelik, so that's good. I found whatever I could. If you, anyone who's going home for Shabbos and this, can bring another one, I told you this is the one safe. And there are many svarim. I brought back the English Avela safe, which has the humongous one, which has everything. And I have some. I have at home the Divrei Sofim. I have the thing called Mishmeres HaSmochos. I haven't really looked at it yet. There are a lot of svarim, but the Bari HaShulchan will be our go-to safer of the what we call the Heintigas, the present Mechabim Shlita. This is written in 2006. And again, when Shin Ayin Dalet, Siv Dalet, in the Beurim the Ramaskul Kol, that's where we started yesterday. It says, Kol HaKrov Meshakoy Mitamalehem, etc. to the Avelis. So good, so far good. The problem is as follows. He raises a very serious problem from the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. This is the Mamakomos that I gave you. If you have a Gemara Sanhedrin, please open it up. Mem Vav Amud Beis. Until now, we work with an assumption that the Kvura and Avelis is all one big thing, the Kavod Ames. Frek the Bali HaShulchan HaShaila. It's not so simple. It's not so simple. You get an impression. Take a look over here. Mem Vav Amud Beis. Mem Vav Amud Beis. Mesep the Sanhedrin. Watch what it says. First one says as follows. The very end of the narrow lines. Remez the kvurim and atorah minayim. The word remez is an important word. Tamil Omar, ki kovar tik berenu mikan remez the kvurim and atorah. Why only the word remez? It's beferish adin. Why is it a remez? Why? Rashi says, Tamil Omar ki kovar tik berenu meribuya darish kol ha-mesin. Remez the kvurim, shon l'chayim likbar es mesa. It's a remez because in the pasuk it's talking about a haruge bezdin. So apparently it's a remez that has to apply that every korov has to bury his relatives. Says the Gemara Vayter. Here we go. Ibarlehu kvur mishum bizyonahu or mishum kaparahu. What's pshat? What's the Gemara Shaila? Rashi mishum bizyonahu. Shlo yizbaz alein kol shiru meis v'nirka v'nifka. A body that's left above ground doesn't look good after a while. Oh, no. Maybe it's not going to be Ziona, but Mishum Kapara. Rashi ki hechi detemele kapara batmona zu shemaridin umashpilin also betakhtios. Manafkamina says the Gemara, Dama lo v'ina lidit beruah lo gavra. Guy says, don't bury me. Rashi, can you imagine Reuven dies and he's above ground? What a bizoyan to his relatives. Rashi didn't say it's a bizoyan to the mace, bizoyan to the relatives. Keep that in mind. We think it was Mishum Kvodo. We haven't found that yet. Right? Yeah. The Iyam Mishum Kapora, who? Hamalot bina kapora, Rashi. Vinami karvile lo miskaper. Oh, unbelievable, Rashi. Rashi turns the knife. The guy says they don't want to be buried. Even if you bury him, he'll have no kapora. Can you imagine that? This is a little bit relevant. Nebuch today, if he wants to be cremated, we fight him tooth and nail. But he left a will, he wants to be cremated. We fight tooth and nail to bury him anyway. Many fights, family fights, etc. You begin to wonder a little bit, will that burial offer the proper kapara to this person? Because he says, I don't want to be buried, right? So maybe it wouldn't even work according to Rashi. We should still do it. But there's no bizarre. Once he's cremated, it's not as if his body's above ground. I'm just saying that maybe some of the battles that we fight to bury someone who insisted on being cremated should be not fought as sharply based upon this Rashi. Maybe just throwing out a suggestion. Fine. Again, the Gemara goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Toshma, 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 Toshma. Whole series of sugis, Toshma, Toshma. A whole Gemara, Toshma. It keeps going until the next Amud. Remember Zayin Amud Aleph? Toshma, Toshma. I can't count all the various Toshmas over here. Until the last one I want to talk about. Toshma. Helinu lechvodo. Right? It's a concept of Helinu lechvodo. Okay? The kids are, at the end of the day, the very last line. Toshma. Simen yafel ha-meishu nifrom yimeno l'achamisa. Meishu nispet lo nikbar, o shechai geros, o shekshom yimizalf al mitoso. Zeo simen yafel ha-meis. Shmamina, yikwe de shichvihu. Shmamina. Whoa, hold on a second. One second, please. I'm not going to skip anything over here. One second. Hold on. It was a shadow over here. Again. Kfu Mishim Bizyona, Mishim Kapara. I'm sorry, I skipped. My mistake. I skipped. I'm sorry. I skipped. I made a mistake over here. A shadow, again, he doesn't want to be buried. Toshma. Toshma. Toshma, lo yisbedu, lo yikbu, lo tevel kapara. So the Gemara doesn't seem to say, is there a final conclusion over here? I'm not seeing it. I skipped. Ibarlu, what next, Charlie? Hesped lo yikbu dechai, lo yikbu deshechvi. What about a hesped? The Gemara concludes that it's yikbu deshechvi. Nafkamina would be, lo tisbedu, lo gavra. Right? Don't bury me. Oh, inami lafuke miyorshim. Rashi, akorchon schar hasabdonim. Yaka de shichvi ki amalotis bedu tzaisinelein. Vila oma v'ami yorshim lo nichalun kafinelu. We force them. Yaka de chayehu l'didei lo tzaisinan l'yorshim tzaisinan. Backwards. Two nafkimin is one opposite. The other one concludes, hespeda is what? Yikra de shichvi shmamina. There were many gedolim who said, don't bury me, don't be mas with me. And they listened, they didn't listen, they say, Yeshua, none of you, all kinds of historical situations we're not going to go into right now. That's as far as the spade is clearly resolved. As far as kavura, it doesn't seem to be an absolutely clear resolution. Comes along the body, so we chazed the Gemara, very important Gemara, both about kavura and about hesped, and Sanhedrin, Mem Vavim, and Beis, going over to Mem Zayin, Amud Aleph. I believe it's on the Mount Makomas. Let's see. Yes, it is. Oh, I didn't quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah, the top line of the Mishnah says, by Haruge Bezin, Rashi. That's an important Rashi. I don't want to skip over that Rashi before we get to see other sources. Fine. So we, yeah. Well, the Mishnah. That's the context. The context, right? What happens? The whole Mishnah is about who gives best. Anamid Aleph, Mevavim and Aleph, right? And then it says Lo Misalam Aleihem Anam Who gives Bezin, but there was Onanim because only believe. And that's Rashi. Rashi's talking about primarily who gives Bezin. We can extrapolate some things to a regular Mason too, but not necessarily. I got sidetracked, Rav Hosai. Let's get back to the Bari Hashulchan with his Kasha. Yeah. Yes, Eli. Talk. You don't take off your mask. I suppose you can't hear you. For a second.
Gemara's last question, when and also the Hashma for convertibles, it uses.
Right. Very good. So Yakwe the Shichvi, that wasn't the same formulation as the two stud at the beginning. The two stud at the beginning were, you're right, you may be able to just put it in. The original two stud were what? Let's cause it again. Chazer again in the Gemara on the fifth wide line. Kru Mishim Bizyonahu or Mishim Kaporahu. Now, so what are you going to say? What is Yikri the Shachve? We know it's Yikri the Shachve. So we know that Yikri the Shachve as far as a spade are concerned. You're suggesting, Ali, a very good suggestion, that it's true that with respect to Kru as well. Okay? So, which direction? Which way?
So,
but Rashi before said Vizyona was the Krovov. Right. So you're saying it means it's a Kapara.
Right.
You're saying the Gemara concludes it's Mishum Kapara. And therefore it's Mishum Kapara. And Kapara is what's called Yakov the Shichvi. And you can be Meichel on it. Okay, it could be. It's not clear. You understand? You assume that Rashi's right. That Bizyona is not Bizyona of the Mace, it's Bizyona of the Chai. I don't know if I would agree with Rashi, but if Rashi's right, you're suggesting that the Gemara's conclusion, that's with Chazar again. Simeon Yisyova shall niframi men of Lachamisa, me shall nisbe vilo nikba, both. Osher Chai Garoso, so is there Simeon Yofa the Mace. Shvamina, Yikud the Shichviu, as far as Hesper is concerned, but also as far as Kavura is concerned, and that would mean Kapara. That's what Eli is suggesting. Good? Maybe it's true. But in any event, it does not seem to be Kavod HaChai. Especially if the conclusion is the way you said it, Eli. So let's take a look and read the words. Those who have the Bari HaShulchan, let's read together. Okay? Let's read together and see where he asks the question of this question. Take a look. That's fine. Yesh Lahakshas, if you have page Tesvav, about the 10th wide line. Sanhedrin Mevavim and Beis, Yibolu, Kfur Mishim, Bizyon, Mishim, Kapara, Hu, the Might of Kamina, Tumbala, Bina, the Kfur, Hu, Gavra, Yamishim, Bizyon, Hu, Lol, Kamini, Hamavu, Mizet, the Kvod, Akfur, Hu, Gavla, Mishpachto, Hu, Kut, the Pierce, Rashi, Shah, Filo, Avelus, Sover Rambam, Durak al Kavod HaMeis. How do you know? V'depota milis abel ala ma'abed atzmo ladas v'depirish ha'kesev mishnah anal shema mino d'lo yalfino na velus mituma v'delo kedek osav d'liel. Ooh. That's the problem. The problem is that he said a beautiful shtickle Torah, which I thought was great. I think I said it before this was printed. There's a connection between Tuma and Avelis, it's all one continuum, one before Kvura, one after Kvura. And he added a little twist, which I don't know if I said, that's both Kishum Kovar Ameis. And now he's saying Akasha again, so let's read it Akasha again. We know Sanhedrin Daf Mem Vov, it tells us what? Nafkamina is, he says he doesn't want to be buried. So Bizyonahu, we don't listen to him. Why? Because kvuro gam l'mishpachto, as Rashi explains over there, and avelus, the Rambam says, is only covered ames. Why not cover mishpachto? Because he's partners misabel al ma'abel asmul das, as the Kesef Mishnah explains, it's only what covered ames, and he doesn't deserve covered. Shmamel lo dafina avelus mitumel lo kasad. Let's read the Kesef Mishnah one more time. He's based himself on the Kesef Mishnah. Where's my Rambam? Here it is. One more time to that Kesef Mishnah with which we started today. The end of Perek Aleph in Hilchos Avel. Here we go. Ma'abar Atzma L'das. What do you do? He says, Lo Mis'av L'malo, Lo Mas'pina L'alto, Avel Om D'malo B'shura, For Olam Av Birchas Avelim, V'kol Dabba Shukvod L'chaim. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's in Eivor Rabosi, Perek Beis. Hamabas Ladas, and Miss Askin, Emel, Choldov, and Koronolov, and Choltsin, and Lomaspidin, and Olov, I will own them all of Beshur, but Omer, Birchas Avelim, they should cover the Chaim. Zaklal, Kol should cover the Chaim, Miss Askinbo, Kol should cover the Chaim, Ain't Rab, Miss Askinbo, Choldov, Sober Abeno, the Avelus, Eno, Midvorin, shall quote Hachaim. For Amban Cholik. So according to the Rambam, the fact that there's no Avelus means it's not Kvod Achaim. So let's get the question one more time. One more time. Says the Rabbi Fibel Kohn Shlita. What is he saying over here? He says, Ila Avelus Solver Rambam, who rock the Kavod Hameis, with the Potter Milis Abel Alam Abel Atzvul Adas, as the Kesef Mishnah said, it's not Kvod Achaim. Shmamel Yalfin and Avelus Mitumel. Look at the Kosav Neliel. What does that mean? That Tumas is also Kvod Achaim? That's what he says. He's working with an assumption against Eli. See, Eli, if you're right, the Kesef Mishnah is not correct. He's worried about the Halacha Lamaisa, the Kovod of the Mishpacha, which is Bizyoni. You said, Eli, that the Gemara's Maskan is only Mishum Kapor, not Mishum Bizyoni. Eli, you following me? The Chor Kesef Mishnah is against the Chor. I can't hear you again. Okay, so let's put this aside. This is his question. Okay, his question is a question whether you can answer with Eli's vort. We don't pass in this way with the Gemara that Rashi. It's a possible answer, but that's his question. So it's a good question, and how do we address the question? So let me suggest a possible suggestion. So let's first give his suggestion. His suggestion. On the Mlule. Oh. See, Eli? Lule de Bekesa Mishnah. Hey, Avshalom, my dole olam tavayu shavimhe. The gam avelus, the kvod ames, the gam the kvod achai. Both. Avelus is mes and kvod achai, and he's not going your way. And kvura is also kvod ames, kvod achai. Maybe it was never resolved, the issue. Maybe they're both right. Right? They're both right. We'll see in a minute. El de Solve Haramba, the Abraz Matas, Gam kvod achayim lisabel alav lo shaychi be. Why? The eino cover lehem lisabel alzeh she'ibir atzmon ledas. It's not a cover for them to do this avelus for somebody who committed suicide. That's what he suggests. Only one problem. Why omdem alav b'shura v'omim b'chas avelim? You see, there is a cover to the mishpacha. And you see, this still there's no avelus. You see, the Kesef Mishnah is right. Apparently, it's only kavod ames. So I'm not happy with his answer. If his answer is right, then why does it say that om demala v'shura, right, and om debrichas avelim? The way the Rabbi Fivel Kohen Shlita is answering, let's chaz his answer one more time. They're both shavim. Gam avelus v'kavod ames gam kavod achai. But Rambam has a new din. Abbas Madas can quote a chayim this Abel of Lo Shaychabe. And cover them this Abel, Al Zesh Ibrahim Madas. He's very smart. He already thought of my kasha. It's only not covered on this Abel. Yeah, but Lamar al Ashura and say Birchas Avelim, that's okay. That's hard to understand. If I'm saying either both or neither, double or nothing. So I wasn't that great. I didn't think his terrorist was that super. So I gave a different answer. I'll give you my answer. It goes as follows. Yes, there is a bizoyan to the family if their base is not buried, as Rashi said. That's true. If he's buried, burial is not a covet. Burial is the removal of bizoyan. Rabosai, there's negative, there's flat, and there's positive. Anyone following me? For someone to be left unburied above the ground, that's a terrible bizoyan. The fact that you're burying him, all it does is eliminate the bizoyan. You know, it's not such necessarily a positive covet, right? For the family. For the mace is a covet, not for the family. And therefore, perhaps, helinu l'chvodo is mutter. Why is helinu l'chvodo mutter? You see that mitzvah's kvura is kvodo shemes. If mitzvah's kvura has nothing to do with kvodo shemes, how do we know you're allowed to postpone the funeral, says Bayomahu, for the kvodo shemes? How do you know? The answer is, kvura is kvodo shemes, and helinu l'chvodo is maybe a greater kvodo shemes, and therefore it's worthwhile doing. But if kvura would have nothing to do with kvodo shemes, then you wouldn't know. How would you derive that helinu l'chvodo is mutter? That's the source that we know that kvura is kavod hames. But for the chayim, it's not a kavod, just a removal of bizayim. If I'm right, this is very relevant. Very relevant. Is it mutter to halonas hames, not l'chvodo of the mes, but for kavod hachayim? Here, Shiloh? The person died, he has a very, very chashuv relative, and the relative is out of town, and it's a big cover for this relative to give a hesped or something, or I don't know, to appear at this levaya. We'll hold off the levaya, not for the covet I made so much, for the covet of the chayim. Right? If I'm right, it wouldn't be allowed, because the only reason we know that kvura is covet I made, not just removal of bizayim, not just a kapara, but kavod hames is the fact that helinu l'chvodo is mutter. But if it's mutter for kavod hachayim, it wouldn't necessarily be a proof. This is also discussed by the poskim, and those who have the Bali HaShulchan volume 1, which at least one more person has it, because I brought it today, can open up to Simen Shin Nun Zayin Sivkot and Vav in Bali HaShulchan. Shin Nun Zayin Siv Kot and Vav. I read it to you. Helinu l'chvodo is okay. V'yesh enirim, it's been page Resh Vav. Yesh enirim midvarav shekan l'chvod ha'chayim utal halon ha'meis. Who says this? Chav Dalet. Emek an etziv. An esifri an ha'pasuk. Okay. Why? The Yisra halonu rak nishamashim oso l'dchuyeh b'alma. L'ichbos le'bei. Dahina bizyono, avuk she'oske lechvod achayim, v'lo b'derech haznoch asameis, la bizyono lididei v'shari. Okay. Avol yesh emistavik b'kach. Some say it's maybe not true, tshuvas no de b'yehuda. It says, look at the b'yurim over here. The b'yurim over here. Let's see the chvodo. Ooh. Hold on. He quotes over here, Sanhedrin Mevavim at Beis, our Shaila, has spayed to this, has spayed to that. They want to resolve it. V'dishori l'holon ha'meis l'avi l'orim v'tachrichim. Ma'alav l'chvodo shel meis. See, it's yikvah l'shikvi. No, l'chvodo shel chai. Moshem chvodo shel chai, ma'avis l'meis. Yeah, in. Kem rachmar l'osolim, l'osol leis dumi d'toli l'ispe b'zoyen. No, Adkan. So the Netziv says, "Can the Kvod Achaim only as a mace? No, the Behudas Besupik. Shem Elohutzruchu the Chadish Kain Elul Man the Omer has spared the Yikri the Chayi. We pass the Halacha. It's the Shichvi. It's we passing. There's no Hechreach to say that. We go back to the Havamina. Shem Kvod Ashochai. Emelin as a mace. He says the Divrei Malkiel holds that way. Now, when do we malamase that the relative should come? That's it. There's no relatives at all. If some relatives are there, we don't postpone it. It's for more relatives to come. Ain't the kvod or kol kach? If it's kvod achai, no, it's a covenant to that karav to be there. So tzarachin, interesting. This is in biurim shin nun zayin sif aleph helinu. Okay, fascinating. If I'm right, it's very possible that really the Rabbi Yehuda is right against the Netziv, that the Maskana, he wouldn't. Again, I'm not passing anything halacha l'maisa. I think people are very makel when it comes to this Bisman Hazeh, but just mentioning to you in passing. Fine.
Rabbi?
Yes, sir.
Rabbi?
Talk louder, please. Talk louder. I'm not arguing with you, Daniel. It's possible you're right, but we're going with the hanacha that the Bali Ashulchan made as his main yisod, that lo yitama encompasses both kvura. Again, it's tuma, it's kvura, it's avelus, tzara shavah shebem, it's some kind of aspect of covet for the mace. That's true. But obviously, lo yitama, the kohen is metame to do the kvura. There's a big shaila if the kohen is allowed to be metame if he's not doing the kvura, after the kvura. So it's they're all related to some extent. That's what I believe. You're right. I can't be say 100% sure, but I'm just suggesting the maskana has spayed as yikud de shichvi, right? Then it's also why everything, kvura, and avelus, and hespet, all three are covered hames, as the Noda Behuda said. So misvara, we can argue it's hobo hotalia. That's what I'm suggesting. But Dani, to give you a proof that maybe you are right, there's another Rambam I asked you to see. Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. Hilchos Avel, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph. Ha-hespit kvod ha-mesu. Okay, mefur shigamara. Tefichach kofen es ha-yorshim liten schar ha-mekonim va-mekonim v'softin oso. V'yim tziva al tespidu ein softin oso. Mefur shigamara. So far, so good. Look what happens now. Aval im tziva shlo yikover ein shomen lo. Now, wait a minute. Let's go back to the Gemara. What do you want to say over here? At the very beginning, my relevant base. You might want to know, Kvur Mishim Vizyon El Mishim Kapara, Nafkamine, Mafkamine. Don't bury me. If Mishim Vizyon El Mishim Kapara, we don't listen to him. If Mishim Kapara, we listen to him. Says the Rambam, Alan Tziva Shalik Kover, Ein Shomin Lo. Now, what should the end be? Why should we say Ein Shomin Lo? Because Mishim Vizyon El. That's what we should have said. Ram didn't say that. Ram said, you know what he said? Shakvura mitzvah. Shenema ki kovatik berenu. Why is the Rambam veering from the Gemara? The Gemara said you don't listen to him because of Bizyona, which Rashi understands to be the Bizyona of the Mishpacha. And the Rambam says it's a mitzvah. So it's not my kasha. The Lechem Mishnah asks this question. He should have said, Kvura Mishnah Bizyona. Give a look at Lechem Mishnah over here. He should have said, Kvura Mishnah Bizyona. Why did he say that? Don't say Kfur Mitzvah. Kfur Mishim Bizyoni. That's the kasha which he, Lecha Mishnah, asks. What's the answer? Look what he says. Yesh Loma. Rabbeinu Sover. Lo boy habayon ele mishun disover the ain Kfur Minat Torah. Here's what's going on? The Chiv Tiberi is not a Daraisa. Who could the Ika the Amir Rav Yochanan Mishim Ashbi remez the Kfur Minat Torah. Remis, only a remis. Avolish the kama, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Islake, the Kro, the Kovatik, the Renu, the Yubuya Darshinan, Afilisha Mason, Vamalan Mesa, over below, so I say, it's not a remis, the Beferish Apostle. Lekabaya, the Kava, the He Mitzvah, and Atorah, Likbar Meso, Lav Kokamine, Lomash Lik Baru, the Kava, the Rabbeinu Apostle, with Perik Dal, the Nichos Elu, with Perik Tazvav, the Sanhedrin, Kalish the kama, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amal and Mesa over below, so I say, the Kachosav Khan, Atam Nishim, the Kvura, he mitzvah. The whole Shalit, if it's a Rabbanan, will ask, its reason is this, the reason is that. If it's a Daraisa, Lo Darshin and Tam of the Kra. Who cares what the reason is? You gotta do it, finished. He says it, he doesn't say it. That's it. That's how the Lecha Mishnah answers. Very nice. The shah is now going to be, what about Avelis? Someone says, don't do Avelis for me. Yes? Maybe. That's a good point. The Torah gives a reason. What does that reason mean? What does the reason mean? Get an impression. Binyamin says, when we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Bamatziah, when the Gemara says explicitly, when the Torah gives the reason, so we follow the reason. But what is that reason? You know what? Can you explain to me in plain English? It's cursed. I don't have an art scroll, Chumash. I'm sure they're all over the shul. He has one. Ellie has one already. Hey, give me an art scroll, Chumash. I'll cover my face. Good. Okay. Where's the pasuk? Come on. Where's the pasuk? Cover the Berenu. It's a parashas Kisaitse, correct? What perek? What pasuk? Look quickly. It's on the side over here. Chaf Aleph. Chav Gimel. Oh. Yeah, English. Kikilas Elokim. It's how you. Another question. I read it in English. For a hanging person is a curse of God. A hanging person is a curse of God. Can anyone take those words and interpret them practically? What do the words mean? A hanging person is a curse of God. And therefore what? What do you do with that? How are you going to temper the obligation to bury somebody based on that? Rashi explains, Zilzulo shel melechu, she'odam osuiv b'dmus diyukno v'yisrael ein bonof. So it's a bizarre to Hashem. So then forget it. That Talmud should always apply. But no one has a right to be merchel and kodesh baruchos on him. So you may be right, but it's still not the ma'aseh. Not going to work. That's a good suggestion. Vaita. What about Avelus, Rabbos? Avelus. What's the din? Anybody know? Someone says, don't be misabah for me. What's the din? Okay. Let's look it up. If you have a Shulchan Aruch, look it up in Simon Shin, Dalad Mem, Sif Yud. I bought a few Shulchan Aruch today. We should have three or four of them now. Shin, Dalad Mem, Sif Yud. Aval Drama, Avalim Tziva Shlo Lina Golav Shiva Vixer Shloshim Ein Shomelo Mahariv. You don't listen to him. Yeah. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, right over here, this not so simple. Not so simple. Right? I'll read it to you from the Bari HaShulchan. You can look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. Mashmish Solver Arma. I mean, Nunhei, Shavelus Shal Shiva Vishal Shloshim, he the Kvod Achayim. Vilchen Ameis, Eino Yochel Limchol Alzeh. Right? Because if it's Kvod Achayim, you can be Moichel. The Gemara says Beferish. You Moichel Kvod Achayim. Isn't that what the Gemara says Beferish? Yes? The Furish Gemara said, Eino Yochel Limchol Alzeh. Moichel Kvod Achayim. The fact that you cannot be Moichel on Avelus means it is. Hold on one second. It's the Kvod HaChayim, and therefore the mace can be Meichel on it. The Kosher, the Bereis, Shimon Shin Memei, Posek HaMechav, Vagam Ramah, is quiet. Ein Mis Abel, Mal Ma'abed Atzmo, Ladas, Mesh HaVelus, the Kvod HaMeis, Hu Ein Aroi, the Kavod, Vavram Nirim, Kesol Shim Zeseh, Kvod Omer, the Rabbi Kiva Eger, V'niach, Dina Shil Ramah, B'tzorech Iyun. You want to understand? What is HaVelus? Rabbos said, we're learning Hilchos Avelus this summer. The first, most important question was, is it the Reis to Rabbonim? The next question is, for whose honor is it, if it's for anybody's honor? Maybe it's a custom, we should declare the Tam. But if we're looking for a Tam, is it Kvod HaChayim or Kvod HaMesim? So we keep asking Stira. What is Stira? The fact that a person says, don't be Abba for me. You don't listen to him. Will that indicate it's Kvod HaChayim? Meis can be Moichel. Okay? But the fact that you don't do avelos from the abaratz of the das, because it's called ames, it's called ames. So now it's stuck. Rabbi Kivega is a gevaldik akasha, a stira mineyobe, a stira mineyobe. Who's right, Rabbi Kivega? Machlokas Rabbo Seinu. What does that mean? In Eva Rabbosi it says, Kol shukvod l'chaim misaskimbo. Ena kvod l'chaim, ein misaskimbo. The Rambam says, ein misalabalov. Avelos is kvod amesim. What amesim? Okay? I, Avelos, your mission is Doraisa? No. Isn't that a good question? No. Doraisa. Who cares what the reason is? Comes to it soon. The Ramban holds misalabalov. It's a Torah Soda. Because it's kvod achayim, Rabbi Osai. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch like the Rambam, and therefore the Ramah should not have paskin that the mechila does not work. As we paskin, there's no avelus. You should have paskin that mechila works. That's the kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Now, Rabbi, I have my Shulchan Aruch in front of me. Can someone give me your Shulchan Aruch just for a minute? Oh, maybe I just don't have it. Thank you. I want to read you the words of Rabbi Kiveg. Every word of Rabbi Kiveg is gold. Gold. Listen to the words of Rabbi Kiveg. He quotes it from the Ma'ariv. Look, he says, Lon is barley, yikud the chaya, yikud the shikhvi. To avade avelis gufe, ene chol limcho, him came bitalta kol dine avelis. Everyone's going to be merchel. Doesn't mean Michael. He named Bevadai, says Rabbi Kiveger, Ika Tamadi De La Mikoch Siyumadi De, who came back to the Avelis. The Mamakach! So the no Avelis, who cares? Who cares? Look, Yudbeis Kodesh, the Mariv agrees, you listen to him. Why? Yudbeis Kodesh is keeping up aim. So if the guy says, no thank you, it's no thank you. We'll see later if he passes that way. Elavada ikatamba di day makas svekoso imavelas who yik with the chayi the shikhvi. Uvi yoshikain tomeani. So that was the machlokas rabbo senu. Tibidin mabarasaladas. It says in the braiso, cover the chayim you do. In the cover the chayim you don't do. The Rambam says, there's no avelus. Because of Mishal, the Rambam's avelus quote on mesim. Umashmo, so Rambam is in brackets. The yafa avelus yomecha do the rice of the das, Ram Gamkin, I mean it. Tama de Krah. Mishum Kvoda Mason Vitzarachin. Rabbi Kiva's bothered. What kind of Tama? We love Pato Darshin and Tama de Krah. End brackets. Achdasaram Bamba Torah Sodom. The Miss Ablamalov, the Kvoda Chayamu. Where the Svega de Ravosa. Where is it in the Kvoda Sodom? Page Pei Gimel. It's one of the Maramakomas I gave you. If you have my edition, it's page Pei Gimel. If you have the other edition, I can put a couple of copies of the other edition. It's Inyan Hespet. If you look it up, Inyan Hespet, where it says Ha'ma'avet v'atzma, you'll see it there. I'm looking at page Pei Gimel. If you have it, page Pei Gimel. The Ramban is a very critical sefer that I told you already. Pei Gimel. There we go. Venerally, Dane Korah in the Kabbalah Kamar, Abel Kroim and Haruim the Sabbath Korim the Kriya Chiyuvu. Yim Tomar, Zesh, Ain Osem as Amchok, Turumi Menu, Nu, Afemo Yunagol of Avelis, Fechom de Mala Beshur, Ramon Birkas Avelin, Menogam Avelis, Lamasin Aruge Bez, the name is Adam El Onan. The Rambam says, Ainogam Avelis, Klal, etc. But he thinks the Rambam is wrong. It's beforeish in page Pei Gimel here, what Rabbi Kivega was saying. Okay, keep that in mind. Thank you. Take the Shulchan Aruch back. I'll use my body Shulchan going forward, unless I need it again. Okay. So this is Rabbi Kivega. Now Rabbi Osai, the kasha about Tama the Crow. Tama the Crow. Rabbi Kivega is bothered. What's the pilpul over here in the Ma'ariv? The pilpuling is this. Stop pilpuling. It's a kosher. I have a shtickle you saw as follows. Lo darshina and tama de kro. That's true. But darshina and tama de drosha. Avelus is not a befurish of posting chumash. Well, right, what Torah says it doesn't exist. It's only the Rabbana. The Rambam is paskening that it's a din d'oraisa based on lo yitama, a shtikl Torah from the body, a shulchan, or v'yachad echadas hayom, a shtikl Torah from the rif. It's not a mefurish pasuk. Again, a variety that the Tosfos holds is no such thing as avelos d'oraisa. It doesn't exist. Darshin and tama the drasha. It's a drasha. Lo yitama, echadas hayom, we darshin the tama. And therefore, there's not a point ma'abal aslazas. Again, and according to Mekiveger, also a guy who says, lo l'sabel, there wouldn't be any avelos. But kvura is a mitzvah sasema for reshes v'kra, says the Lecha Mishnah, and therefore lo dashin and tama. That's it, finished. If I'm right, even according to Lishna Basha the Gemara, the remez of kvura min ha-Torah minayin, ki kovatik berenu, is a doraisa b'shar mesim, but still only a remez. Pashtu d'kra, it's only haruge bezin. And they have a darshin and tama the remez of the drasha. Right? Lishna kama over below say the pashtu d'kra goes on kol ha-mesim, lo darshin and tama, as the Ramban suggested. So I'm just adding a little bit of a different twist, slightly different than the Lecha Mishnah. But once we're here, let's see what Rabbi Feivel Cohen Shlita says to answer the Ramban, Rabbi Kiv Vegas Kasha. I read you the question. Take a look in Shin Dalad Mem Rabosai in the Biurim of Avol Ein Shomono. Yeah, explains why. He says the quotes of Levush Chok Masada Avelus Chovu Shitilu Chachamim Al Akrovim V'lo B'Kovet Talyan Nilsim. Don't do it Kovet. Don't do it Kovet. Therefore, you have to do it no matter what. Rebbeinu Shalom, Rebbe Kiv Vegas Kasha. What about Ma'abalas L'Das? U'mikom akom, ein ma'ablim al Ma'abalas L'Das. Why? Ma'aproshim b'darchei tzibur. Why? The kol shem yisosam simcha la'olam, u'bavod v'shorim rina, lo shaychev u'avelis, kenei shefarash b'zeh. It's a special afka. A special afka. Of Bavod Rishoyim Rina. Bavod Rishoyim Rina. I don't understand that. Where do you find Bavod Rishoyim Rina? Take a look at Simon Shin Mem Hei Sif Hei. Give a look. We'll see where it says it. Shin Mem Hei Sif Hei. Look what it says. Shin Mem Hei Sif Hei. Look what's included. Kolapo Shem Yidake Tzibur. Okay, they're like goyim, murmurim, mosrim, ain't owning them, and misavlem aleim, alachem, mishakroveim, lovshim levonim, misavlem levonim, ochlim, mishosim, mismechim. Bavod rishoyim rina. But it doesn't say that by ma'abadas v'ladas. Oh no. Omdim ala b'shur, birchas avelim, chodav v'korachayim. There's no bavod rishoyim rina. So again, as much as I love Rabbi Feivel Cohen Shlita and his Sefer, I'm not masking to his teretz. You don't say Bavod Rishon Rina. It's Nebuch, not Bavod Rishon Rina. It seems to me a nupsha. According to the Ramah, Avelus is both. It's both. Kvod HaChayim and Kvod HaMesim. And therefore, if he said, don't do it, we don't listen to him, because of Kvod HaChayim. But Ma'abar Atzv L'das Rabosai is a special takana, not b'mechabit. Special takana. The lush of Masechus Smochus is al techabdeyu. Al techabdeyu. Right? So kvod achayim misaskim bo. Shalchayim bulvat. Shura, birchas aveilim. Kol she'ein kvod ha-shalchayim and misaskim bo. What does that mean? It's not chayim alone. It's gam shalmesim. And then maybe a special takana, shalis asikbo, al techabdeyu, don't do avelus. A special takana. I think because of it, it should be a deterrent. So we pass again that, if you give me back my Shulchan Aruch one more time, I'd like to quote things inside. Thank you so much. There's a pischei tshuva here. In Sivkot and Beis. Hold on. for a second. Hagoyin Baal Shvus Yaakov on Sanhedrin argues in the Mariv and on the Ramah. Who are then in Avelus, Shiva Vakriya, Shomen Lo. Achreishu Gamkein, Lichvod Hamesin. Mehai Taima, and Me'ablin on Ma'abit Asim Ladas. Also, Alocha Lemaisa, against the Ramah. You wrote in Shvus Yaakov too. And the Shuva says, no, you don't rely upon it. What he did, he took a Kivegas Kaddish to its logical extension. Right? Kivegas says, Paskin, Ma'abit Asim Ladas. Yipatin is no avelus. So what does that mean? It's kvod hamesin. So therefore, and he doesn't deserve any cover. And therefore, he says, don't do it, we don't do it. So writes the Pirskei Tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov. And I'm saying, no, the Ramah holds it's both. It's both. It's both. It's kvod achayim and kvod hamesin. He says, don't be misabo, don't listen to him because of kvod achayim. Ma'abal asim ladas. No, we should be worried about Kavod HaChayim. V'orai, we are worried about Kavod HaChayim. V'orai, Omdim Alel V'shura, Birchas Avelim. But we make a special takana not to have Avelus as a deterrent. That's my added shot. Al Techab Deyud. So we have to, for tomorrow's Shia, remind me to bring up a Gemara Masech Tavod Azara. We have Masech HaSmogos in the back. We read it from the inside. There was a fancy edition, if somebody has it, by the way, let me know, of Masech HaSmochos. They put out some kind of a... No one has it? All right, we'll live without it. But maybe someone should get it for us. Okay? Again, Al Techabdeyu, a special takana, not to be mechabedim. So that's... We're saying the following. Whatever's covered of Chaim, misaskebo, which means what? Chaim alone. Shura b'yuchas avelim. Whatever is not covered of Chaim, misaskebo. What does that mean? It's not of the Chaim only, but also includes Mason. Okay? And there's a special takana of Al Techabdeyu, don't do Avelus. That's what I thought. Fine. But our last point for today is the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph says you can derive from Bachal Tichadas Hayom, and the Rif, this goes back to what we had before, the Rif only quotes Bachal Tichadas Hayom. We saw that yesterday. He doesn't quote Lo Yitama. So maybe, just making a suggestion, maybe we learn from Bachal Tichadas Hayom, Din Doraisa, but it's not a mitzvah asay, not Lashon Tzivui. But Lo Yitama, Lashon Tzivui, it's a mitzvah asay, and Sefer Mitzvahs. He only quotes in Sefer Mitzvahs, which has Lashon Tzivui. If that's the case, when he quotes in Aleph, Mitzvah asay, this Abba, Shanem, Bachal Tichadas Hayom, he was relying with respect to being a mitzvah saseh, what he said in Perek Bey's halacha of nafkaminas, Rabosai, nafkaminas. The Rambam says, when does it begin? Only after the burial. If it's derived from Yachal Tichadas Hayom, it should start right away, the Ramban's kasha. We'll get to that later. If it's from Yachal Tichadas Hayom, why should it be postponed until after the kvura? All those prohibitions that are described in Yachal Tichadas Pashashmini started right away. That's a tremendous kasha. But it's derived from Lo Yitama, that kasha is answered, as we said before, two consecutive periods. First one of the Chiyuv of Kvura, and the second one of the Chiyuv of Avelus. And that's why the Rambam is Lishitaso, it's Lo Yitama. There's Tame Ulisabel in that order, and therefore, as long as you have to be Tame, there's no Chav Avelus, as opposed to if it's derived exclusively from Yachad Dechadas Hayom, that's a very good kasha, which the Ramban asks against the Gaonim. And another nafkamina, the Minchas Chinuch says, what about a nefel? We paskin is no avelus, even though most of B'nai Kayama, according to the Rambam, avelus l'raisa, why no avelus? Says the Minchas Chinuch, the Torah says, lo yitama, lo yitama, sveikus is no tuma. Look at Perek Beis Aloch Yud Gimel. It's a gzeras akosim. As if it said beferish, alavade misabel, it's part lo yitama, and not ala suffix. So writes the Minchas Chinuch. Even though it was a rove, the Minchas Chinuch explains halach nevemekel be'avil, even against the rove. Yochid negad a rabbim. Even by avelus d'oraisa, according to the Rambam, was a suffix bedin. It's potter. How you know? Gzeres HaKosov, Lo Yitama. So Lo Yitama has two tremendous nafkaminas. One very common, there's no Averus until after the Kvura. And one a little bit more remote, that in the case of Suffolk, Minchas Tinach and Simon Reish, Samach Dalitz of Kod, Yud Gimel, we have Minchas Tinach downstairs, a couple of them. You look it up, and you'll see. And my final point, that Averus of Kavod Ameis is also a Rashi that way. Rashi in Sukkah Chofei Amid Beis, Chofei Amid Aleph. Rashi says, Afa pi shuchar lina gavelus shal ne'ilu v'chichitza v'sicha l'haras tol meso, eino chayv lit stair. That's what he says, Pshad in the Mishnah. Lo'y mis'avel malarugi bezin, ela odinin, and avelus ala b'leiv, says Rashi, they should think we said before, b'zion ha'kapora, onan b'vad, ein ze kova l'harug, ein kaparos n'as b'kach, ein anis ala b'leiv b'vad. You see, avelus b'pol is a kova l'meis. And if you're not Miss Abel, it's a bizoyan, as we said. So Baruch Hashem, in these two shiur, we managed to complete what I call Chidas HaRambam. Tomorrow, Belineta, we begin Chidas HaRambam. Just in time, we bought a few more copies of the Torah Adam. You can look it up, and we'll try to explain it tomorrow in shiur. Thank you for joining my chevra on Zoom. Great to see you. Danny, please send the recording to everybody the way you know how. Be well. Yeah, what's the question, Dov? Talk louder, though.